Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
I think it's because we get overwhelmed with how many things trigger us all at once.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Amber Leah.
I often remind myself, Amber, there's 10 things right now that maybe are overwhelming you. Overwhelm is a choice. So let's take one thing at a time. Huh. And, you know, what is the thing that's most prominent that I see as problematic in our home? What is really robbing my peace the most? Mm. And once
inventory.
I've evaluated that, I go, okay, what can I do to create the most peace in this specific trigger? And I tell people all the time, it's not cliche to just pray. God, I don't even know what to do about this right now. But I trust that you give wisdom. You promise that you give wisdom generously.
Yeah.
Will you help me come up with a creative way to address this trigger with my child?
More advice on dealing with triggers at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention, Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
Now, The Rest of the Story. Bruce had never had any trouble making up his mind. In fact, for somebody his age, he was uncommonly thorough, logical, and calculating. But this time, for the first time, he was overwhelmed with ambivalence. He was completely stumped. Bruce had just finished his first year of college. Summer was almost over. One of his options was to return for his sophomore year. The other option sounded like more fun, to become a professional water skier. And as far as Bruce was concerned, the choice was, well, a toss-up. Regarding the latter consideration, he was remarkably qualified. Three times he'd won the Eastern Water Skiing Championship. Subsequently has competed at national level. His opportunity to turn pro had come only recently when a friend who performed in a water skiing show in Florida invited Bruce to join the same outfit. The job promised decent money, fringe benefits included plenty of sunshine and pretty girls, and best of all, Bruce would be doing something which he had always enjoyed and at which he had always excelled. On the other hand, there was his mother. His mother voted for college. There would always be time for water skiing, she reasoned, but in the long run, a college education was more important. Now, at this point, geography becomes significant in the rest of the story. You've already learned that the pro water skiing show was in Florida. Bruce's home and his college were both in Connecticut. But while Bruce was trying to make up his mind, he was neither in Connecticut nor in Florida. He was visiting friends who, as it turned out, lived almost precisely halfway between the two in Virginia. Now, imagine this. Bruce is putting his suitcases into his car. He's about to leave the Virginia home of his friends. He still has not reached a decision to spend his life water skiing or go on to college. In fact, he's out on the road now, the road leading to the interstate highway. He still has not decided whether he would head north to Connecticut in a college career or south to Florida and the life of a professional athlete. So ambivalent was Bruce regarding this choice, he was within sight of the interstate highway on ramps. Still, he had not made up his mind. But what happened is this. Bruce was on the road approaching the highway. He was in the right-hand lane when a car pulled alongside him in the left lane. In order to get into the left lane, Bruce would have had to slow down and pull in behind the other car. So based solely on the prospect of that minor inconvenience, Bruce decided to stay in his own lane, which led to the northbound on ramp, which in turn led to Connecticut and to college. Well, whoever that woman was in the car in the left-hand lane, it was she who made up Bruce's mind for him. It was she who unwittingly prevented a professional water skiing career for Bruce and returned him to college and to amateur athletics. How often in the years since then Bruce has marveled at how different his life might have been had only that left lane been open that day. For as a professional, he could never again have participated in amateur sports, which means that he could not have entered the Olympics in 1976 to win the decathlon, to become the champion the whole world now recognizes as Bruce Jenner. And now, you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local, reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesdays and Thursday afternoons. Today we're talking about an opinion piece by longtime reporter Dan Blackburn. He was a reporter for 55 years. I believe he has more time reporting than the entire Tribune Cub reporters all together. He wrote an opinion piece called Truth Takes a Hit in Tribune Land. And I suggest everyone read it. Today, Dan was supposed to be on the show today. He is still under the weather and was actually feeling a little worse this morning. I'll have him back on when he's feeling better. But today I have Debbie Peterson. We're going over what was said. And Debbie was talking about how some of the misrepresentations in the Tribune impact the community. How is the Tribune, when this was about barrels underground, saying these are naturally occurring tar balls, how is that impact? And this is in Grover Beach. I was sent pictures of a bunch of barrels full of what looks like oil and different sludge that was found when they were trying to excavate for a developer to build a project. And the Tribune came out that it was naturally occurring tar balls, not a big deal. Everything is being handled correctly. Debbie, you believe that's misinformation. How is it impacting the community?
Well, the reason it matters is because people who live nearby have been complaining about nausea, sore throats, losing business because people can't handle the smell when they go into restaurants, lung issues. And they've been complaining about this since about December 21st. And I will say I had a very rare asthma attack the day I spent an hour and a half there filming. I went back this morning for 3.5 hours. I ended up with nausea, burning eyes, sore throat. And oddly enough, other people who were with me were experiencing the same thing. So I really don't believe it's a placebo effect. I don't believe that I expect it could be up to 100 people now who are reporting health effects from this. That doesn't happen if there's not something there. And yet the Tribune just goes with the city, oh, look the other way, folks, because we want to get these 5.5-story buildings up and we want to get them up fast.
And so what can people do to make this better? How can they get the Tribune to actually, because the issue here is right now, you need to really look into something. You don't just go to the city, get a one-sided statement. But the Tribune saw the barrels. They know this is about barrels. It's not about tar balls. What should the public do to get the Tribune to cover this correctly?
I think you have to hit them in the pocketbook. So I believe that we need to be boycotting the bully. And the Tribune has a long history, and we've talked about some of it today, of protecting the convicted and convicting the innocent. And so my suggestion to folks is don't talk to them. Don't talk to them if they call you, number one. Number two, cancel your subscription to the Tribune. And number three, do not read it. So if you can do those three things, I think we might get their attention. And once we do, if they decide to go back and report on behalf of the people, if they decide to go back to those high principles that we're all taught in journalism school of being unbiased and just reporting the news, maybe then we go back to reading the Tribune. But until then, until we get decent behavior out of them, let's boycott the Tribune. Let's beat the bullies.
And I'll tell you, they wrote one story about me in their latest. I am on the cover of the Tribune probably once. They have two paper copies. I'm usually on the cover at least once a week. And there was one week I think I was on the cover two times in the two papers. And then another time I went and picked up a copy, I was actually inside the paper. I have people calling me like, what are you, the cover of the Tribune every week? But I'll tell you, I've sent them a variety of retraction demands. And one of them, they listened to me say two sentences on Dave Congleton and then wrote a whole article that I didn't understand budget. What had happened is in June, there was a budget hearing. And at the budget hearing, they said the draft budget is $42 million in the red for 2 years. And during that meeting, they said we may have to take $13 million out of reserves. I repeated that on Dave Congleton and said, I think they are in financial trouble. So the Tribune wrote, waited till November. They then contacted the city interim manager who said, no, I said operating budget. Huge difference. You can't pass an under the water operating budget. And they said the operating budget was in the arrears in the headline. And then they talk about, I don't know what I'm talking about. They've talked to the interim city manager. He says that's not true. And they go to explain that I need to understand the difference between draft and operating. And then they just trash me in this lengthy article. And then they go in like a week later after everyone's read it. And they take out where I said operating budget. They clean it up. They take out the whole bottom that explains I don't know the difference between the two. And I send them I say, I actually want you to put a retraction demand because people aren't going to go back and read it. Well, they responded to me, you know, you're a public figure. And basically, when you're a public figure, people can say things about you that are somewhat untrue. But unless it's done with malice and it's done to do harm, you can't sue them. So they explained to me, we're not going to put a retraction up. And if you know, you're a public figure. And if you sue us, we could probably win a slap motion. And if that means to throw it out because they're media and you shouldn't be suing them. And if I lose that, it could cost me a lot of money. And, you know, they actually said we've corrected the inaccuracies. But one thing was accurate. You did say the city was in financial trouble. Yes, I did. And I still believe they are. But that's not what your story was about. That is not why you trashed me in an entire article. Did you send them a retraction demand?
I did send them a retraction demand. And just like the city, they waited to the 11th hour and responded and said, basically, we are entitled. We are entitled, essentially, to write whatever we want to write. And if you even so much as think of going after us on that, we're going to hit you with a slap motion. And those, of course, are extremely expensive. And having already harmed my business, they probably understand that I'm not in a position to go after them yet. So, you know, that the thing that amazes me, Karen, is that they come down on the side of the perpetrators and then they persecute the whistleblowers. And that's harmful to the community. So, again, I'm going to suggest to people, until they stop doing that, until they start actually caring about somebody besides their advertisers and somebody besides their competitor, until they actually start caring about the people who they want to buy their newspaper, that you cancel your subscription, you don't answer questions from them, and you don't read the paper. So boycott the bully.
And one of the things that what is going on in Paso Robles right now, as many of you know, Ty Lewis first made a conspiracy claim that was repeated by John Hammond regarding, here's their criminal conspiracy. As a reporter, I was at a pastry shop and overheard and taped a conversation. That's a criminal conspiracy. He took it to Dan Dow. He knows it's not a criminal conspiracy. Then he waits till, you know, October and tells the Tribune, I might be under a criminal investigation for conspiracy by the DA's office. And the Tribune writes that he has accused me of a criminal conspiracy. Then people online accuse me of a criminal conspiracy. And then Clive Pender, a columnist for the Daily News, calls me. Carilla DeVell makes fun of me and accuses me of being part of a criminal conspiracy. He's written about 8 articles about me. And it's just, and then they go on to social media and say, and more recently, I've even seen emails where Clive Pender is telling people don't go around her, or social media posts. She's accused of extortion. His latest one is, I'm writing a series of story on Ty Lewis. There's going to be a third one coming out. After the Tribune went after me regarding the third story, I had a number of new sources come forward. The third part is going to come out. It's called Eye on Ty. But the Tribune, I sent him questions. Ethically, a reporter has to send questions. He then said that was extortion. And he said that the Tribune reported that it was extortion. I am sorry. A reporter asking questions is not extortion. Absolutely not. And then I've read things where this Clive Pender is telling people, you know, you shouldn't talk to her, don't trust her. She's been accused of extortion by our city manager. So do you see how they do it?
Yeah. They make it up and then they make it true. And if you repeat it often enough and people hear it often enough, they believe it. And, you know, that kind of character assassination is simply unacceptable. So don't buy the paper if they do stuff like that. Boycott the paper until they start behaving with a modicum of ethics.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the table?
Hi, Karen. This is Linda George. How you doing?
Hey, Linda. And let me tell the public first, there was a meeting last night regarding the Public Records Act and regarding a demand. I think the Tribune and Clive Pender are trying to get hold of the tape from the coffee shop and some other documents. And I do actually support the Public Records Act, to be quite honest. But and Linda did call into the meeting. Linda, tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, you know, when I heard Clive Pender get up and speak, I was opting not to go, actually. That just kind of got my blood boiling, because he actually complained a little bit about being bullied himself by gobbledygook on email. Well, you know, the emails that I see him sending to us and Gary Lehrer in particular is what we're all speaking about right now is called gaslighting. Okay, where someone will look at you and say, you did A, and that they think, as you just mentioned, Debbie, they say you did A enough that eventually everybody around them is going to believe it.
Yes.
So last night, I gave the city an ultimatum, okay, because I am now currently working in Oakland City Hall, as some of you know, as a legislative aide. And the Department of Justice is in my old state building where I worked downtown for 14 years. And last night, after listening to Mr. Pender, his butt a little bit about congratulating the city over an award that he absolutely got wrong. You know, I thought to myself, this is enough. This is enough. Okay, I have seen shenanigans go on very long time in state service, but I've never seen a local municipality play the same type of reindeer games, as we used to call them, because really what they're doing is they're trying to manipulate us because they want their way. And one of the things I said last night in my comment is that, you know, I don't understand why Mayor Hammond is sticking by his guy, because it's inappropriate and it's called cronyism at this point. Okay, and what I said to them is, Mr. Lewis, if you resign, I will drop my claim against the city. And Mr. Hammond, if you fire him, I will drop my claim against the city. In that claim, I have named Clive Pinder as one of the primary problems in this city. He is a columnist. He is not an investigative journalist. He started harassing us in October, all of us, asking us to prove that we are guilty of conspiracy, but in America we are innocent until proven guilty, and none of us felt...
No, we're innocent until the press calls us guilty, and then we become guilty in the eyes of everyone.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have never seen my name so much in lights, for lack of better terms, and, you know, part of me is like, okay, I know there's a certain level of roasting that comes along with running for office. And like I've said before, there's a difference between opposing someone's campaign and then sabotaging it.
Absolutely.
And they all went too far. Yeah, especially Marjorie Hammond admitting to receiving stolen property. When the mayor's wife gets involved, then that means there is a conspiracy, but it certainly wasn't on our end. And what I've said to them before is that I did not have friends like you guys before, but now they have pushed us into a corner. The election is over, and Mr. Pinder just wants to keep stirring the pot. And I frankly said to him on the last email, I think you're obsessed. I don't understand why you're following us.
I'm going to put this on hold. We're going to hold for a moment. Debbie Peterson has got to get to an appointment. We're going to take a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more with Linda George.
All right.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed as investors digested minutes from the Fed's last meeting of the year, which showed that officials thought that inflation was likely to continue moving down to the central bank's 2% target, but the process could take longer than previously anticipated. Shares of eBay jumped nearly 10% after Meta Platform said it will launch a test that will enable buyers to browse listings from eBay on Facebook's marketplace. Meta's move comes after the European Union ruled that the link between Meta's classified ads service and flagship social network undermine competition. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Microsoft, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Johnson & Johnson, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 107 points, the Nasdaq lower by 11, S&P 500 up 9. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening at work. Innovative tools are helping people do better work. That's because CDW configuration specialists are multiplying productivity with Microsoft Windows 11 Pro Surface devices. Built-in security, flexibility, and simplified management streamline tasks so your team can get more done. Microsoft and CDW, make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/surface.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning. 805-239-9355. 805-239-9355.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775. 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And I again want to apologize. Dan Blackburn was under the weather. Dan Blackburn is the co-founder of Cal Coast News. He wrote an article, Truth Takes a Hit in Tribune Land. But we have others that we are discussing the article and the issues. Right now we have Linda George. And Linda, I heard you on there. Do you think you have a good chance that that Ty Lewis will not be with the city much longer? Linda, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Sorry about that.
I can now.
Okay, I had it on mute. Okay, yeah, I think, well, I've heard various feedback from others, and I think the main thing that's going on right now is that Mayor Hammond is in a position where he has to choose between the city business and the staff, not just the constituents, and his friends. And that's why I said that last night, because my understanding from others who know Mr. Hammond, I don't know him the way that a lot of people, the locals, know him. And I have heard that he's a pathological liar. He will say that he's not for Ty getting a payout, but then he was holding up the conspiracy thought during the election time. I find that I think he's going to go down with his friend. That's what I believe. Whether or not that creates my next hashtag, I've been doing hashtag time to toss Ty 805. I now have one prepped for hashtag not hanging with Hammond. I will find it very offensive if he sticks with his guy over the city. And the fact that what I've been saying from the get-go, especially when he assaulted Mr. Rivera, that is called zero tolerance of workplace violence. And I've said to them over and over again, zero, I'm not a math person, but I do believe zero means none. And that should have been his only chance right then. But, you know, as time goes on and people become more brave, I mean, I filed that claim in a fashion where it'll put the judge, it could go to a judge to push the council to terminate him. This is not a good old-fashioned civil-type claim. It's a government process. So, you know, I said last night, and I mean it, that if they do not terminate Mr. Lewis, then I will take that writ of mandate and I will hand deliver it to the Attorney General's office, Mr. Rob Bonta. I think Clive Pinder is the problem. People are tired of him. People don't think it's funny. You don't accuse people of criminal conspiracy and then to save face, turn around and say it's been satire. And I think that's that just shows his mental state when it comes to Ty Lewis. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he has been getting information from closed session. He knew last night, I didn't, I just assumed that that case was about Ty. None of us
the
know.
Tribune knew.
He seems to know.
Both the Tribune wrote that the second case was about Ty Lewis. And let me tell you, I've had two conversations with Pinder. The first time he called me, he was telling me the council is going to be discussing the investigation, and he knew it was coming back. He said, the investigation's done. I said, how do you know this? He said, well, Ty Lewis is telling me. So he admitted to me he was getting information about what was going on with this from Ty Lewis. He told me his goal was to make sure that Ty Lewis got a settlement. He believed that he deserved it because he's an employee. No one can be bad to employees. Absolutely not correct. He's an at-will public official. He also told me, and he said it, he repeated this last night at the city council meeting. He said he did not like the fact that attorneys and investigators were looking into Ty Lewis's $2 million claim. He thought it should be the public, a public forum with council members, and decide, are we going to pay Ty or not? Here's the problem with that.
My answer to that is very simple. Welcome to America. We are a nation of laws and due process. So there are no other methods to conduct this claim.
I agree with you.
To investigation.
Well, the thing is, he's wanting $2 million. What this is the insurance company is a joint powers group. So cities would have a terrible time getting insurance on their own. So they use this joint powers group. And if you're costing more money, your residents pay more money to cover your costs. That's the way this insurance plan works. And it works very well for the cities. But they are not just going to pay somebody without an investigation. And I don't believe, you know, Ty Lewis made specific claims. He said things were said that at radio shows that were taped. He said that certain things happened that he found to be in, you know, the reason for a payout. The insurance company looked at it. The city hired an investigator. I don't know what happened with the investigative report. They didn't call. I don't believe they talked to Chris Bausch, myself, anyone else accused of wrongdoing was the investigator for the city. But still, they did go in like Clive Pender said was going to happen, and they went into closed session. But what didn't happen that Clive thought would happen, they did not say we're going to give him money, and they did not sanction Chris Bausch, which tells me it did not go the way that they were hoping, that Clive and Ty were hoping it would go. But I want to talk about a couple things Clive said last night. He also comes up, and this is just what I've noticed with Clive. He talked recently, a small publication said, wrote that it was the best small city to retire in the country was Paso Robles. Clive gets onto the show last night and he says the number one on the meeting and says it was the number one small city in America. It's not the same thing. That's not accurate. Facts do matter. He also then talked about why he was so interested in all this, claiming it was the extortion. Clive, that was just brought out by Ty Lewis. And again, Clive, it's not extortion for a reporter to ask questions. They also then, you know, one of the things that Clive did call me yesterday. He wanted to talk to Dan. I told him to email him. And then I told him that, for someone like him who has written all these false things to come out and go after other people and say this isn't accurate. And he said, I've never done anything that wasn't accurate. And Scott Brennan is the best editor and he double checks everything. And I said, you wrote that Glenn O'Hagan, let me tell you who Glenn O'Hagan was. He is someone that has gone to law enforcement regarding some things with Ty Lewis. He is talking to attorneys and plans on suing Ty Lewis. This is Ty Lewis has been attacking him on social media and through other forms for probably 5 months now. And let me give you an example. Fred Strong, Councilman Fred Strong, told me the guy that wants to run against me, Glenn O'Hagan, is a drug dealer who bought a baby. And I said, what are you talking about? Glenn O'Hagan has only one case of anything wrong criminally is when he was told not to share documents regarding what ended up being a case thrown out by the judge. He sent them to the Tribune anyway. It was found out the judge dismissed his case with prejudice. It was not found to be inaccurate. But I got a call from Glenn O'Hagan this morning, and he told me that he got an email from the Tribune saying Ty Lewis is going to file a case against restraining against you this morning. What? He's going to file it this morning, refile it this morning. And again, both the Tribune and Clive reported that Glenn was already served before. Glenn told me that never happened. So the reporter sent him a copy of something that's supposed to be filed this morning that he sent to the reporter before he even filed it. And, you know, Glenn has never been served. She's wanting him to discuss this. Again, Glenn has told me he has no intention of discussing issues with the Tribune or Pender regarding these things. But where Pender, when I said that to Pender, that wasn't true, he says, well, there's a restraining order, so it's true. No, that does not make it true. Pender was on Dave Congleton months ago when Dave asked him about some statements he made about me, and he responded, I was mad at her. I was mad at her, is his response, right. And it was satire. Well, you're saying mm-hmm. you made comments with malice against me. As public figures, you have to have malice to really have a public, you know, a libel suit work. That's malice. When you're mad at somebody and you're making statements that aren't true because you're trying to harm them, and that's what he said. Will you explain? Gary Lehrer called me. I'd like to go talk about this. Gary Lehrer, who can't call in today, told me mm-hmm. that he was informed by Ty Lewis that he was investigating everyone that, or not Clive Pender, that he was investigating everyone that was involved in the alleged conspiracy against Ty, and that he had determined that he couldn't find Gary Lehrer listed on the Berkeley website.
Right.
He graduated from Berkeley in the 70s. It wouldn't be listed on the website. But he ordered them to give him a copy, or he's going to come out with something. And then according to Gary Lehrer, he said, but if you promise to never affiliate again with Glenn O'Hagan or Chris Bausch, I won't do it. Did he tell you that also?
Well, I got the forwarded emails because, okay, let me just make something clear. I knew Clive was up to no good before the election started when he presented me with my TV reality acting one stint. And I had one conversation with him early on about Ty Lewis. He gave me, asked me a question, gave me a minute to answer, told me to be quiet. And when we both hung up, I proceeded to block him on my cell phone, on my email, on every avenue, okay? Because I knew from the get-go he was up to no good. But I didn't know until the middle of the controversy and election that he was actually just Ty Lewis's mouthpiece. Okay, and so what I find, the emails that Gary forwarded to me, and not just to me, to the city council, where he is saying to him, oh, well, if you're not going to provide, I could hear his voice, if you're not going to provide it, mate, you know, I'm going to do A, B, and C. And what I see in his emails, why I said they were bullying last night, because it's gaslighting. He's telling them, you know, Gary's like, okay, well, I did graduate. But, you know, back in the 60s and 70s or whenever Gary graduated, we had Microfiche, we had Dot Matrix. I don't think that most entities, especially governmental, that will keep those records or try to convert them into, you know, current format. Anyhow, what I saw him trying to say is like, do you really want to be associated with Linda George because she makes false claims? No, that's your friend. Okay.
Oh, and absolutely.
I've been on SSDI since the age of 48. I'm fighting CalPERS for my health benefits that I worked 30 years for. That does not equivalent to a false disability claim. Okay, he says, do you want to be associated with Karen Bealey, who extorts people? I'm sorry, Clyde. You cannot extort somebody to admit to crimes they committed. That is just asking a question, trying to get an adequate answer from somebody who may have committed, that's called investigative journalism. And then he goes on to talk about Glenn O'Hagan. And he characterizes us, not by our names, but by these actions that we have over and over submitted even unnecessarily evidence to him that he is incorrect in the assumptions he's making. So I let the false disability claim article go because I cannot read all his stuff. And, you know, I had a conversation with Scott Brennan saying, you know, you really, really ought to consider not printing this guy anymore because he is just creating issues that don't exist. But what's bizarre about this is that because Ty and Clive cannot win on the accusations on us, they are willing to dig into our personal lives and put that in the paper. If he wants the public to decide who is worse than the other, that is not a claim. Okay, that does not make Ty's claim any more better because the public picks sides. Okay, well, shoot, they don't like me. They're going to go pick Ty's side. That's why we have these processes and why insurance companies have investigations. The only person I have seen thus far who has filed a false claim is Ty Lewis. He used my name, your name, Mr. Bausch's name, Mr. Rivera's name. And to clarify, I have not even spoken to the majority of you guys since the election ended. Yet they still contend we're on a conspiracy.
Hey, we have to take a break from our sponsors. I'm going to let you go, and Clive Pender will be on after the break.
Right on. Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir, just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
We all deserve a little freedom. Freedom from the grind and all those adult responsibilities that keep us up at night. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're here to help you escape the stress of your day. Become a member of the club at Chumash and find your own moments of pure joy, starting with a gift of $30 and slot free play when you join. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Did you know that Tackins offers the only full-service shoe and boot repair service on the Central Coast? Does your favorite pair of shoes or boots need a fix? New heels or soles or a quick conditioning for those favorite boots or shoes that fit just a little tight? Breathe some life back into your favorite footwear with the only full-service shoe repair in the county. Tackins, with locations in San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, and online at Tackins.shoes. Tackins Shoes, family-owned and operated since 1937.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veeley. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. We had Clive Pender calling in. He has hung up now, so he will not be responding to the allegations. One thing that Clive Pender did tell me, he said that he does not pay for a radio show on KVEC. He is not an advertiser. He is a radio show host. I was told by someone at KVEC that he paid for his show, but he has said that he does not pay for his show. One other thing that I, though, have seen, I've seen multiple instances where Clive has put on social media or in emails to people asking them to avoid being around me because a number of things, but one of them, you know, she's going to be in trouble or she is, you know, she's under investigation for extortion. I doubt very much I am under investigation for extortion, because again, it is reporters are, it's an ethical requirement. As a reporter, if I have people coming to me and giving me allegations about you, it is the ethical requirement that I tell you what they have said and what they have alleged and let you respond. What Ty Lewis did, instead of responding to me, he sent the questions over to the Tribune claiming that it was extortion. And partly said it was extortion because Glenn O'Hagan, a certain amount of hours later, sent him a private message on Nextdoor. He didn't call him in the middle of the night. He sent him a Nextdoor message, which they kind of built up. This was a middle of the night thing. He tried to contact him, telling him that, I can't remember what was all in the message sent from Glenn O'Hagan. It wasn't a coordinated message. Glenn O'Hagan has been just trashed in the media, on social media, and really disparaged. Again, I was even told by former council or current council member Fred Strong that I needed to know that Glenn O'Hagan was a drug dealer who bought a baby, and that he had learned that from Ty Lewis. Glenn O'Hagan was never convicted of buying a baby or being a drug dealer. He doesn't even have a drug conviction at all. But again, there has been a lot of disparaging information out about Glenn O'Hagan that has been promoted by several people. And Glenn O'Hagan is planning on filing a case against Ty Lewis. I don't know who will win. I don't know if Glenn will come out being accurate or if Ty Lewis. One of the other allegations that they've been making is that Glenn writes my stories, that he is an employee of Cal Coast News. That is absolutely ridiculous. And again, some of the things that Clive Pender has said, you know, he said he hasn't been wrong, that these things are accurate. For example, when he was on the Dave Congleton show, he said he was a resident of Paso Robles. When he was later called on that, he said, well, I've paid taxes in Paso Robles before, so I can claim that. I have a different view about what the facts are and what is accurate information. And I think, especially if you want to be a journalist, and if you're putting things out in the media, you should work very hard to put out the truth. We are taking your calls if you'd like to get in on the conversation. It's 805-238-5775. 805-238-5775. One of the other things that is going on is the allegation of extortion. I almost find it more disturbing what Gary Lehr has said, and this is what I'd like to ask Clive Pender about. Gary Lehr is saying that you really pushed him to try to find his, you know, his graduation certificate. He told me he thought he had it in a box somewhere. He wasn't sure where it was. That's not what journalists do. We don't just look into, let's go, you know, let's look into everything in someone's background and try to verify it. And as a reporter, I've had calls before. I'll give you an example. There was a very well-known attorney in town who called and told me, he said, I believe this person didn't graduate. They don't have a degree. They have a job in government that requires that degree. I am looking into it. And I tried to look in to find out if this person had a degree. It was supposed to be at Cal Poly. I couldn't find it. It is not that easy to find if somebody has a degree. I didn't then threaten the person, you prove you have a degree, or I'm going to write this. I didn't do anything. The attorney eventually was able to get the information from Cal Poly, and then I wrote a story. But I would not write that they don't have a degree because they did not respond to me with a degree. And if Gary Lehr is correct, and Clive Pender told him that he would stop harassing, we wouldn't write a story about him, and he would stop going after him if he would agree to not talk to certain people, I don't find that is something that should ethically be done. And again, I have seen multiple examples of Clive Pender telling people not to associate with me because of the claim of extortion, which he is repeatedly bringing up. And again, I ask questions only. And one of the things that's going to happen tonight, at the meeting last night, the meeting at the city council meeting, they were supposed to be going over three examples of threats against the city, claims against the city, and one example of the city wanting to take action against someone else. They said there was no reportable action on the case against someone else. Or no, one of the cases, I don't think they got to that case. One of the cases that was they talked about, and that the reportable action on the allegation with the tape was discussed. And they decided to get a committee. It's not just the tape. The Tribune and Clive Pender have both asked for not only the tape, but also multiple documents. They're going to bring a committee together, and they are going to get together and discuss the records request. I'm not sure what is happening with the records request. One of the interesting things, again, was the Tribune, who was received information with Ty Lewis, knew that one of the cases had to do, you know, they reported one of them had to do with the allegations against Ty Lewis. I want to bring up the tape very quickly. I posted part of the tape, and the reason I didn't post the entire tape was because they started discussing something with closed session. I do not believe it was that big a deal, but I decided to cut it off at that point. I am, though, now, with all the brouhaha, as if this is something stunning on the end of the tape, I'm going to post the whole tape. I just need a short time to get it up on the Cal Coast News YouTube channel, and I will post the tape where everyone in the community can listen to the entire meeting, the beginning of the meeting, where Chris Bausch says that he is, he explains why the meeting was called, who's at the meeting. I will put the entire tape out very shortly, and everyone in the community and the Tribune can go listen to the tape. And I do not think it will be a big deal. The primary reason it was a big deal to me is that Ty Lewis came out and said he was threatened that I would write an inaccurate story regarding what was said at the coffee shop. My story said that what they talked about was staff. The tape proved that I didn't write an inaccurate story about what was said at Angela's Pastry Shop. And this was back in March. The other thing that's been inaccurately reported is that I got the copy of the tape, a copy of the tape, at the same time the Tribune and Pender were asking for it. I am sorry, I wrote my story back in March. If you ask for a tape in October, I don't think it's the same time that I was writing my story back in March. And that would not be that he gave it, that if Chris Bausch did give me a copy of the tape, he gave it to me at the exact time they were asking for it. Also, I did tape the conversation. I was there at sitting feet from Ty Lewis, probably no more than 3 feet from Ty Lewis. I did tape the conversation. I was there. And I believe this is very, very important because there have been many allegations made by Ty Lewis in his attempt to get a $2 million settlement from the public. We're going to take a break with our sponsors, and I'm hoping to get callers to call in at 238-5775. This will be your last chance to participate in the conversation.
The
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by the Work Family Ranch, the perfect outdoor activity for any level rider. Book your horseback ride today, 805-467-3362, or go to workranch.com.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.